The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. Very good morning to you, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
All right, so talk to me about 3D scans. What's happening?
You know, I think for many people, we take the journey of motherhood or pregnancy perhaps for granted, you know, that people are meant to have visits to clinics, have the scan, you know, you see the 3D pictures now, that's what's in even 4D at the moment. But in many parts of Africa, especially in rural parts, many people just only go to the clinic when it's time to go give birth. So during the process, during the pregnancy, mother-to-bees are basically not going and getting the treatment that they should be receiving in order just to monitor the progress of the pregnancy. And what's been happening now is that some NGOs, especially in the health sector, are now starting to basically create an awareness to tell mothers the importance of actually attending clinics during this precious time. This also helps with regards to detecting any congenital deformations that may happen, you know, to mitigate. I think even something as simple as blood pressure and BP, diabetes sometimes that occurs during pregnancy, all those things are detected if a mother basically goes through the whole step of healthcare. So what's been happening now is that how do you then get people who are used to a certain way of you know, a certain ritual or routine of how they give birth, and they only go during the last month or even sometimes when the baby is already born, how do you then get them into the routine of actually going for checkups? What they've been doing now as NGOs is that they are now starting an awareness campaign, especially in rural areas. They've started this in Uganda, where they now basically part of their marketing strategy is to tell people that you can now see your baby. For many people, we take it for granted, I think, here in South Africa that, you know, it's standard that as you go to the doctor, you know, you're going to see the scan and you're going to see the fetus. But in many parts of Africa, that's not a norm. And this is what they're now trying to create by telling people that, you know what, you actually have an opportunity to see the baby, to tell the sex of the baby, you know, and just to basically be part of the whole growing to see the baby grow in your belly. And they've started these awareness campaigns using radio, as radio is still the biggest and most powerful medium of basically getting across to people. And, you know, many women in these rural parts have actually even started going and finding out about some of them, even their status and how to actually even mitigate to get treatment to ensure that the babies are also born HIV negative, if that's the case, or even getting much needed vaccines that can actually even help the baby. And this is what they're rolling out in many rural parts, and basically actually sending the correct equipment to health facilities in those areas to give the mothers the same treatment that they'd be receiving in urban areas or in cities.
Ah, Soku, always wonderful hearing from you. We continue our discussion once again tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for joining us. A good morning to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.